Hi there, this is Ellistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Breeders' Cup weekend, Friday, November 1st and Saturday, November 2nd. As always, this podcast as well as the Key Races and Bets blog brought to you by our friends at AmWager, a great legal betting site, AmWager.com, AmWager.com. Well, you can get the written version of this blog by clicking on Handicapping at Ellistar's blog. For the Breeders' Cup Key Races and Bets podcast, we're going to feature some special daily double wagers tying the Juvenile Fillies on Friday to the Distaff on Saturday and the Juvenile on Friday to the Classic on Saturday. So we're going to start early this week and do a couple races each. We're going to do them in order. So we're going to start with the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, race 7 at Santa Anita, on Friday, November 1st, with a post of 5:32 Eastern, 2:32 Pacific. It appears that my choice of win contenders in the Juvenile Fillies kind of matches up with what the public's going to do, as my two main contenders are Donna Veloce and British Idiom. Still, I wouldn't argue with anyone who considered Bast, Comical, or Wicked Whisper contenders as well, coming out of excellent preps for the race. But I'll stop with the top two who I feel stick out against the rest. We will use the others on a small double ticket tying the Juvenile Fillies with the Distaff. The benefit of this race having only a couple of selections with three backups, it gives us some value for the doubles. Although just a maiden winner, Donna Veloce could be the real deal and make it so the rest are running for second if she runs as she did in her debut over the track September 28th. Although that was just a 6-furlong sprint, she ran a stakes-quality race with a 109 Equibase speed figure, powering home by 9 lengths in handy fashion with gas left in the tank. Trainer Simon Callahan has had a share of good horses and the starter of Uncle Mo shows all the signs of being able to stretch out and win again, even in this Grade 1 field. British Idiom was spectacular winning the Grade 1 Alcibiades at Keeneland last month. She had won her debut pretty easily at 6 furlongs, like Don Veloce did in her previous start. Then off a short rest, stretched out 2 turns, she blew by the field and opened up a couple of lengths before coasting home by 6. Although the Equibase speed figure was 91 compared to 109 for Donna Veloce, British Idiom 2 showed a lot of gas left in the tank and is likely to take another big step forward here, and has a shot. In the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, race 7, Santa Anita Friday, 11-1, post 5:32 Eastern, 2:32 Pacific. Bet Donna Veloce to win at 5-2 or more, and bet British Idiom to win at 7-2 or more. When making multiple win bets, try and use Dutching Tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. You can enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the math is done for you. And there's a free Dutching Tool available at AmWager, AmWager.com, among many other perks. Special Daily Double, Ticket 1 in the Juvenile, Donna Veloce and British Idiom in the Distaff on Saturday, Midnight Basu. Ticket 2, Donna Veloce, British Idiom, Bast, Comical, and Wicked Whisper in the Juvenile Fillies, and Midnight Basu in the Distaff. Talking about Distaff now real quick, moving to Saturday. Race 10 on November 2nd, post time 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. I think we have a single here for the special daily double, as well as pick 3s on the day, pick 4s as well, with Midnight Basu, who fits the bill for turning pick 3s into the equivalent of doubles and pick 4s into the equivalent of pick 3s and the special doubles into basically win bets. I hesitate to throw around the word Amazon too much, but I'll just use the word alpha to describe Midnight Basu's attitude on the track. She just refuses to lose, and she's in the mood. Sometimes she'll eye an opponent and beat them by a nose. Other times she blows by them. Smith is 6-for-6 aboard Midnight Basu this year, and it would be 7-for-7 if he didn't have another commitment when she won the Beldame in September under John Velasquez. With back-to-back 115 Equibase figure efforts in Grade 1 races at this 9-furlong trip, by far the best in the field, it's going to take a big jump up by any of the other 10 fillies and mares in this race to beat Midnight Basu. And while there is no such thing as a sure thing, she should win. In the Breeders' Cup Distaff, post at race 10 at Santa Anita on Saturday, November 2nd, post 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, I'd bet Midnight Basu as low as even money, a true odds overlay win bet. It may not be necessary to better, though, if we have those doubles going with some decent value. Going back to Friday for the other special double, we're going to go to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, race 9 at Santa Anita on Friday, 11-1, post 7:03 Eastern, 4:03 Pacific. And Dennis's moment is a legitimate favorite based on impressive wins in his last two starts after losing the jockey in his debut. He demolished the field by almost 20 at 7 furlongs, then made short work of the field of 9 of their horses in the Grade 3 Iroquois last month at this mile and 16th trip. His works at Churchill, then at Santa Anita, have been scorching, shows he continues in top form. Dennis's moment does not need the lead. And although this is the deepest waters he's been in, he looks very logical based on the 98 Equibase speed figure last out, which isn't any better than 8 rings. He can win, but doesn't have to. 8 rings is the other main contender since Maxfield is scratched. 8 rings rebounded from dropping the jockey in the Del Mar Futurity to win the American Pharaoh. His first 2-turn test at the end of September with a 103 figure, dominating by 6. Blinkers were added to help him focus and not take a left turn like he did in the Futurity, and they worked. He's likely used his early speed to best advantage, and he will probably be the one the rest have to catch to win, especially since Baffert is deadly in these 2-year-old races. He may prove all the hype is correct and win easily. Still, there's a lot that can happen in a race for 2-year-olds. Some can improve by leaps and bounds, or by the same token, regress. In the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, race 9 at Santa Anita on Friday, 11-1, post 7:03 Eastern, 4:03 Pacific. Bet Dennis's moment to win at 8-5 or more. Consider 8 rings for a win bet at 2-1 or more. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool like the free one at Amwager. Don't forget you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Race and Bet blog, at Amwager as well, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping at LSTAR's blog, and while you're there, check out features like the Dutching tool. For the exacta, we're going to use Dennis's moment and 8 rings over. Dennis's moment, 8 rings, throw in Scabbard and a long shot, full flat. For a trifecta, we're going to play Dennis's moment and 8 rings over. Dennis's moment, 8 rings, Scabbard, and full flat over. Dennis's moment, 8 rings, Scabbard, and full flat. For the special doubles, tying the Breeders' Cup Juvenile with the Classic. Ticket 1, Dennis's moment and 8 rings in the Juvenile with Vino Rosso, Court of Honor, and Elate in the Classic. Ticket 2, Dennis's moment and 8 rings with all in the Classic. Ticket 3, all in the Juvenile with Vino Rosso, Court of Honor, and Elate in the Classic. Moving on to Saturday, Breeders' Cup Classic, race 12 on Saturday, 11-2, post time, 8:44 Eastern, 5:44 Pacific. And the rematch between Code of Honor and Vino Rosso is the number one story in this year's Classic. I'm going to give slight preference to Vino Rosso, whose 4-year-old campaign has all been about pointing to this Classic. I think he's on a pattern to run the best race of his career. Returning from 6 months off this past March, he earned a new career best 114 figure winning the Stymie, a one-turn mile. Faced some of the best sprinters in the country, including World of Trouble and the Carter, finishing fourth. A good move at that point by Pleasure was to send Vino Rosso west for the Gold Cup at Santa Anita in May at the Classic distance, and he proved resilient by tying the 114 figure effort with a powerful win. He returned after 2 months off in the Whitney, just in the Carter, ran evenly without threatening to win. Stretched out to 1.25 for the Jockey Club Gold Cup in his last start. He showed a lot of toughness, battled down to the wire with Code of Honor, but was DQ'd for bumping. Making his third start off a layoff in the Classic on a nice improving pattern of Equibase speed figures 108 to 112. I think the previous effort, the win at Santa Anita, may give him the slightest of edge and earn him Breeders' Cup Classic victory. Code of Honor is also on a solid pattern for improvement following his third place finish in the Derby, moved to second after Maximum Security was disqualified. Code of Honor took 2 months off. The freshening did him a world of good as he won the Dwyer in July, the Travers in August, and the Jockey Club Gold Cup via DQ in September. He went from a 101 to a 108 and 112. He's improving, a 3-year-old, of course, that can improve in the fall and has every right to win this race. Elate is an Amazon of a mare and deserves to face off against males in the Classic. She's also a perfect 3-for-3 at the 1.25 trip. Although beaten the nose one race before last in the Personal Ensign, the same race she lost by a neck the previous year, Elate earned a 115 figure as good or better than any of the males in this year's Classic. Tough as nails in the stretch in every one of her 18 starts, she's been second 7 times to match her win total. Bill Mott, who also sells Yoshida, has given her a pair of 3-furlong blowouts, which I think are very interesting and puts her in a good spot here. About the rest, there's really only one I'll talk about, and people are wondering why McKinsey is not a win contender. He's only finished lower than second once in 13 races, but his two tries at the Classic distance were below par, in my opinion, as he missed by a nose with every chance to win the San Diego Handicap, was 12th in last year's Classic. Although his 123 in the Awesome again was great, that was mostly Mongolian Groom's figure from going wire to wire, and I'm going to try and beat him here. In the Breeders' Cup Classic, race 12 at Santa Anita on Saturday 11-2, post 8:44 Eastern, 5:44 Pacific. Bet Vino Rosso and Code of Honor to win at 5-2 or more. And you can also bet a late to win at 3-1 or more. Win bets may not be necessary if we're live in the special doubles, but certainly if you want to double up, you could do that. I might do that myself. Exactas, Vino Rosso, Code of Honor, and a late over all. Trifecta, Vino Rosso, Code of Honor, a late over Vino Rosso, Code of Honor, and a late over all. And the second one for first and third will play Vino Rosso, Code of Honor, and a late over all over Vino Rosso, Code of Honor, and Elate. These two tickets played together mean we win if they come in first and second or first and third. Thanks for listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets podcast. You can get the blog at amwager.com, which I hope you'll check out. Good luck this weekend at Breeders' Cup, and we'll talk to you next week.